Prepare to enter a deep state of relaxation. Begin by situating your body in a comfortable position by laying down, stretching out your legs, and placing your arms out at your sides, away from your body, with your palms up. Good. Now gently close your eyes. Take in a slow, soft, and deep breath. Exhale slowly. Breathe in again, and this time hold your breath for a moment until you hear me say release it. And when you let the breath out this time, I want you to imagine that any negative thoughts, feelings, or energies are coming out of your body, and do that now. Release it. Good. And again, breathe in an even deeper breath and hold it again until I say release it. And imagine that you're breathing in calming, relaxing energy and letting out tension or stress and release it. Good. One last time on your own now. That's good. Your breathing is relaxing you. For the remainder of this session, every breath you take from now on will continue to relax you deeper and deeper. That's right, so take one more breath with me now and cause your body to feel more relaxed than before you took that breath. Breathe in and relax deeper and let it out. You are now much more deeply relaxed than before. You've now conditioned your mind to be able to relax simply by breathing in and setting your intention on relaxation. You're now creating a very healthy environment within and all around your lungs as you continue focusing on breathing in this natural, healthy way that you're doing right now. Now, to help you take this relaxation you're experiencing a little deeper, focus all of your attention on your heartbeat. That's right. Tune in. Notice the rhythm of your heartbeat. Put a picture of your heart in your mind's eye and see it beating in a normal, healthy way. Notice how stable your heart rate is. When you relax this way and breathe deeply on a regular basis, you restore all the cells in your body to their natural, healthy state. Because of the flow of oxygen in your body, you release stress and become a calm and more peaceful person. You have more energy flowing through your body, so you become more effective in your daily life. You're taking control of your life right now and all of the changes you want to make simply by relaxing and getting in touch with that part of your mind that creates whatever you desire. So you're making time for this each and every day. You enjoy this time. You enjoy taking care of yourself on every level, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Continue to focus on your breathing now and throughout your day. Let's take this relaxation just a little deeper now by focusing all of your attention on your eyes. Focus very intently now on your eyelids. And you're going to cause your eyelids to become very relaxed so that by the time I tell you to, and not until then, you will try to open your eyes and find that you cannot. But first, we're going to get them very relaxed, loose and limp. Loose and limp, so relaxed that you will not be able to open your eyes. Your eyelids becoming stuck together. Your eyelids beginning to feel as though they were one piece of skin. One piece of skin. Your eyelids will not open even if you tried. Want that to happen. Make that happen. And in just a moment, you'll get to find out just how powerful your own mind really is. So you'll try to open your eyes and find that they're much too tired to keep open, while keeping in mind that you know you could open them if you wanted to. But right now, they're just feeling too relaxed that they want to stay closed. Now, try to open your eyes and find that you cannot. Try a little harder. Now, stop trying and relax. Relax your eyes. Relax your eyes. And go deeper. Deeper relaxed. Deeper relaxed. Now, to go even deeper relaxed, I'm going to suggest that you open and close your eyes several more times. And every time that you open your eyes and then close them again, you will double your relaxation. So now, open your eyes and close your eyes and go deeper. Even deeper. That's right. Once again, open your eyes and close them. And double your relaxation. Double your relaxation. Go even deeper now. And again, open your eyes and close them. Go really deep. Let your body show you how to completely let go and relax. Every muscle in your body is completely loose and limp, and this feels good. Your mind is very powerful when you achieve this level of relaxation. You can allow yourself to remain at this deep level of relaxation simply by focusing on the sound of my voice and the background music. And while you may be able to detect some other ordinary sounds, any sounds that might normally disturb you may now seem to have a relaxing effect on you. Anytime you notice any sounds around you, they now cause you to go deeper relaxed. And at the same time, my voice will now influence your subconscious mind in a wonderful way. My voice will travel into the deepest levels of your subconscious mind to create the changes you now desire to make in your life. My voice will always stimulate a relaxing, soothing, calming feeling to you, so that you will immediately begin to associate my voice with relaxation the moment you begin to listen. You will notice yourself being able to achieve deeper levels of relaxation each time you practice. You will situate yourself within an area in your mind and body where all creation begins, where all transformation sets itself in motion, where the root of every action you've ever taken takes place first. This is the magnificent place of your unlimited potential. You are entering this place now. This place where you will remember your special gifts and your special talents. This place where your desire for personal improvement will materialize into the outcomes you aspire to fulfill. You are in this room now. It's a large, empty room. As you walk in, you come to find a chair and a dressing table with a large mirror attached to it. Go ahead and have a seat in front of the mirror and take notice of your reflection. Without judgment, just observe the image in the mirror. Pay particular attention to your eyes. Look deeply into your eyes so that you can begin to really feel a powerful connection with yourself. Go beyond the physical self that you normally relate to in your everyday life. Witness the inner beauty, strength, and mental power that is there in front of you now. This person that you see has so many admirable qualities. You might associate this person in the mirror as your higher self. Your higher self is a part of you that has all the wisdom, guidance, and intelligence you could ever need that you can call upon at any time. Thank your higher self for being with you always and unconditionally guiding you toward your ultimate destiny. Your higher self is here in front of you now to help you to integrate some basic principles of self-discipline. Just allow these next few concepts to locate their way into the place in you where they can become deeply absorbed and embedded within every cell to create the changes within you needed to achieve mastery within yourself. Consider for a moment the definition of self-discipline. What exactly is self-discipline? Ponder the idea in your own mind for a moment. What does it mean to you? Why would you want it? And what might be in your way of having all the self-discipline that is available to you? Self-discipline is the ability to direct and manage your behavior in such a way that you achieve all the things that you say that you're going to do. Let me repeat that. Self-discipline is the ability to direct and manage your behavior in such a way that you achieve the things that you say that you're going to do. Self-discipline is the ability to direct and manage your behavior in such a way that you achieve the things that you say that you're going to do. Managing your behavior according to the way that you say that you want it. Managing your behavior the way that you say that you want it. Managing your behavior the way that you say that you want it. So going a step underneath that, managing your behavior might mean managing your feelings. Think about that for a moment. For example, let's say that you want self-discipline for exercise, and you wake up and you say, "I don't feel like exercising today." You can allow that feeling to dictate your behavior and not exercise. However, you have control over these feelings. You can change that feeling into one that will inspire you and support you to exercise. You will now instantly remember that you always have the ability to change the feeling to one that will support any goal you are working toward. You will now instantly choose to align yourself with feelings that support your endeavors for bettering yourself. But how will you change that feeling? You change your feeling by changing your thought. Let's do this now. Think about any goal now. Bring to mind anything that you want this self-discipline for. Think of any goal at all. Now let yourself think these thoughts. I can't do that. I don't feel like it. I don't have the energy. I can't figure it out right now. I'm too tired. I'm not very motivated. I'll do it some other time. Now, notice what you're experiencing in your body when you say those things. Now bring that goal to mind again. And let yourself think these thoughts. Of course I can do that. I'm willing to feel great. I choose to wake up. I choose to feel energetic. I desire to get it done now. I'm feeling better and better all the time. Now, what are you experiencing in your body when you say those things? And so why would you ever have a negative thought? Where do they come from? The way you feel about yourself, think about yourself, how much trust and self-confidence you have in yourself, come from the commitments you make to yourself. There are many areas of your life where you'll apply self-discipline: your work, your relationships, your spiritual pursuits, your environment, your attitude, your emotions, and your physical health, just to name a few. There is only one area in your life where you'll need to apply self-discipline in order for it to manifest into all those areas. That is in the area of the commitments and promises you make to yourself. Respecting and honoring the commitments you make to yourself will result in a new level of self-respect, self-esteem, self-worth, and success. How do you trust yourself to do what you say you're going to do? By doing it. By making this one commitment, that is to purify all the ways in which you speak to yourself from now on. Purify the ways in which you speak to yourself. Purify the ways in which you speak to yourself. Speaking to yourself, including all that you're saying to yourself and all that you're saying to others. For example, when you say that you'll be someplace or do something, whether it's for yourself or someone else, you follow through. When you don't follow through, your subconscious mind gets in the habit of not following through when you say you'll do something, no matter how big or small or important or unimportant it is. So now, you acquire the habit of honoring your word by following through on even the most minute little thing you ever speak about. That's right, you now acquire the habit of honoring your word by following through on even the most minute little thing you should ever speak about. You now acquire the habit of honoring your word by following through on even the most minute little thing you should ever speak about. The words you speak are so powerful, and by following through and making only those commitments you know you can keep, you are strengthening your level of self-discipline. You are recognizing more and more that you are always completely in charge of your life and everything that happens to you. You are recognizing more and more that you are a worthy and deserving human being capable of achieving more than you can ever imagine. As you continue keeping these large and small promises to yourself, spoken or unspoken, and as you speak to yourself and others in positive, loving, motivating, and inspiring ways, you are improving your self-discipline. You are disciplined about your word, and that will translate into every area of your life. You always have control of your thinking. You always have control over the big and little agreements that you make or break with yourself and other people. You will now become more and more aware of and meticulous with and careful about those things that you're saying. More and more aware of how those things that you're saying impact you. Do they inspire or uninspire you? You will also become more aware of the agreements that you make with yourself and others that you really don't intend to keep, recognizing the words "I'll try" or "attempt to" or anything similar are only words that imply doubt and set you up to fail. There is no such thing as try. You do or you don't do. You remove all doubt now about following through on what you say you will do because you are committed to completing what you say you will do. The more you do this, the more it becomes a habit, and the less you even have to think about it. Whatever you need to have the self-discipline for all boils down to your commitments to yourself and to others, because whenever you're saying something to anyone, your subconscious mind is always listening and witnessing everything. It's time now to let your subconscious mind know that when you speak, you are serious about what you say, that you do exactly what you say you're going to do, If you say you're going to get up at 6 o'clock, feel it, take it serious, mean it, believe it, and a miraculous thing will happen. You will do it. And while this seems to be so much simpler than saying, I'm going to make $1 million this year, as you acquire the habit of keeping every agreement, there really is no difference. You trust yourself. You do what you say you will do, no matter what. All doubt is removed. You are becoming disciplined to keeping all your agreements. If you say I'm going to exercise and eat right every day, I mean it. You will do that as well. No matter what you say you will do, you will do it. Your words that you're speaking to yourself are becoming more and more meaningful to you all the time. You mean what you say, and you say what you mean. And now, repeat that in your mind with feeling. And when I say it, feel it, and mean it intensely now. Feel it in your body. Feel it as deep as you can, as if you're just absorbing the words into each cell. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. And let that echo over and over again. I have an attitude of self-discipline. And let it echo over and over again. And you realize now that self-discipline is such a simple concept of integrity and honor that you're developing more and more each day as you come into alignment with and pay attention to the words you're speaking, whether they are mentally written down or spoken to another person. You are so aware now, so aware of your words. So aware of your words, and you feel so enlightened now about discovering this simple truth and how easy it is going to be for you to master the art of self-discipline, which is really the art of listening and paying attention to the words you are saying. You are patient with yourself. You set realistic goals and time frames for yourself. You have balance in that it's also a necessary part of your life to set aside time to do absolutely nothing and have fun and play. And you will notice yourself being able to achieve more success in your life and feel confidence in your ability to do what you say you will do more of the time because this is becoming a habit for you. It is becoming more and more important to honor yourself this way. It is more and more important to respect yourself this way, to take pride in the things you say you will and won't do. You are receiving this information on an entirely new level now to help you to integrate it more easily. And your higher self is always with you to help you to see anything that could be a problem for you. As you integrate the principle of integrity with your word, your promises, and your commitments, and make it a number one priority to continue making progress toward every day, you will also notice all of your priorities are falling into just the right place, that you manage your time effectively and efficiently, that you are becoming more organized and balanced between all aspects of your life. That your attitude is improving, your health is improving, and you're getting more in tune with who you really are. And, therefore, you're feeling more motivation to do the things that are in alignment with your highest truth and purpose in life. You realize there are so many areas of your life that can be perfected and mastered through the art of self-discipline. Through mastering this one skill of honoring your word, you will master them all. And now, look back at yourself in that mirror, into your eyes, and you will now make any new agreements with yourself on your journey toward self-discipline. Make this agreement now as you're looking into your eyes with a sense of absolute certainty, willingness, motivation, and determination. Put as much emotion into making this agreement as you can. And let this agreement be something you absolutely know you will do. You can always challenge yourself later. Right now, set yourself up for success by making this agreement that is worthy of you and yet one that you know you will keep, and do that now. And so once again, thank your higher self for sitting here with you and for joining you in your journey today. And as a token of appreciation for your higher self helping you, give your higher self some kind of gift that represents and affirms these new changes that you're now making in your life. I will now count from 1 to 5. You may continue to remain in this relaxed state for as long as you like and bypass my suggestions if you want to stay in this state. Or, on the count of 5, you will be wide awake, alert, and ready to continue on with your day. Once again, you will remain relaxed for as long as you like. You will come back naturally and easily on your own should you drift off to sleep. You should sleep soundly and deeply and wake up feeling refreshed and energized. So now, if it's time for you to come back, you will be fully awake by the count of 5. Number 1, noticing the atmosphere in the room you're in. And number 2, coming back more and more, feeling your body now. And number 3, wakeful energy moving through your entire body. Number 4, breathing in wakeful energy, waking you up completely, clearing your mind and filling your body with waking energy. And number 5, you are now wide awake and full of energy. Open your eyes and come fully back to waking consciousness.